Good morning and welcome to the Middle East 2013 Cross-Cultural Chapel.
We have had the privilege of traveling together for the past 102 days to 7 countries: Jordan, Palestine, Israel, Turkey, Greece, Italy, and the Vatican.
On our travels, we spent a total of 28 and a half hours on a plane,
packed and unpacked our luggage 31 times,
and slept in 15 different types of housing arrangements, including goat hair tents, eco domes, and a French convent.
We also had the opportunity to swim in the Red, Dead, and Med Seas.
Along the way, we accumulated 40 pairs of genie pants,
31 jerseys,
and 206 scarves.
Our countless miles of walking produced 80 blisters
and sightings of 1,082 feral cats.
In addition to these, as a group, we drank more than 6,000 cups of coffee and or tea
and took well over 45,000 pictures.
We have made countless memories on this trip, and we wish to share a few of the highlights as we move through our presentation this morning.
With that being said, we'll start in the beginning, in Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan. The journey is home. A phrase that I think several of us found difficult to relate to at the beginning of our journey in Jordan. A foreign place that was nothing like home at all. Cars didn't follow traffic laws. There was no such thing as a public trash can. The language was different. Toilet paper was thrown into a trash can, not a toilet. There was no such thing as being too full. Apparently, us Americans don't eat enough and therefore are too thin. And to top it off, the group wasn't quite yet comfortable with each other. All of these strange new things and uncertainties led to a feeling of being far away from home. But as the week went on, the journey did start to feel at home. Thanks to our wonderful guide, Muhammad, who granted us the group name of Tigers, and Bashar, our wonderful tourist policeman, who always seemed to be interested in who we were and what our call of being Christians was all about. Another amazing group of individuals were the Bedouins, who made our stay in the desert comfortable and shared with us their famous delicious tea, fun music, and dance steps. They even got our leader, Linford, up and dancing. Places that we visited that contributed to a pleasant stay in Jordan were Petra, with the beautiful grand tombs of the Nabataeans, while here we climbed over 1,000 stairs, a Bedouin camp in Wadi Rum Desert, where we rode camels, and a trip to Aqaba, where we swam in the Red Sea. Scripture also led us through the week as we studied the uncertainties of biblical individuals, such as the story of Ruth as she followed Naomi to this unknown land. She was filled with uncertainties, but was filled with this faith to overcome those uncertainties, just as our group came in feeling into Jordan. So many of these experiences really shaped our view to a positive light as we transitioned from our old home to our new home, the journey of our cross-cultural. Now for our top highlights with Yaqub.
All right, so throughout the presentation, I'll be sharing a top 10 highlights countdown from our trip, starting with number 10 in Jordan, camel riding.
Part of our trip, we spent time in the West Bank and were blessed by the hospitality of two very different towns and two very different cultures.
The first was Beit Zahor, Palestine. We stayed for 3 weeks with Christian families in a small town just below Bethlehem. We visited many historical sites in Palestinian towns, including Hebron, Ramallah, Nablus, and Jericho. We studied Palestinian history, literature, current politics, and basic conversational Arabic. We also visited a few college campuses and got to talk to some university students.
Our second host family experience in the West Bank was in an Israeli settlement called Efrat. Here we stayed with Jewish families for 3 nights and had the wonderful experience of celebrating Shabbat with them. We also heard from the mayor, a doctor, a rabbi from an elementary school, a radio talk show host, and a rabbi slash organic farmer slash peace activist. We talked with young adults from the settlement about the political situation and a colonel from the Israeli Defense Force about the IDF's code of ethics.
These two towns, just 3 miles apart, really felt worlds away from each other. Even apart from the political situation, their ways of welcoming us to their communities was very different.
We heard so many different and conflicting narratives that somehow all existed together as truth for the two cultures living in the same land. The next part of our presentation is an attempt to reflect the narratives of our friends on both sides.
I am terrified. Hello, my name is Samir Coakley, and I'm from Beit Zahor, Palestine. A few years ago, my brother and I were driving back from Beit Zahor to Jericho. My brother was driving, and I was in the passenger seat. We were close to home and came upon an Israeli checkpoint, and we had to stop because of our looks and our green Palestinian license plates. As we pulled up, a soldier came to each of our windows and checked our IDs. They asked us some questions about where we were going and where we were coming from. They finally let us pass, and the soldier told my brother to pull forward. At the same moment he inched forward, the soldier that was talking to me stepped in front of the car, and my brother bumped into him. All of a sudden, everyone was yelling and running over to us and pointing their rifles at my brother. I was so terrified. He told me to leave as more soldiers showed up. I started to walk out of the checkpoint because I didn't know what else to do. I looked back to see the soldiers pulling my brother from the car, and I yelled to him in Arabic, "It will be all right, I'm waiting for you." And round the corner, not sure if I would ever see him again. I am
angry. Shalom. My name is Solomon, and I grew up here in Efrat, the settlement. I love living in Israel and celebrate the fact that I can go worship Elohim in Jerusalem. It has been such a miracle that God has recreated a Jewish homeland. My wife and 3 children are so beautiful, and yet I have a shadow over my life that I can't get rid of or forget. It's those Arabs. They cause all the problems for us Jews. Why can't they live in the rest of the Arab world and leave us alone? If it wasn't for this war, it happened 5 years ago. My younger brother, Tal, he was only 19 and had just recently joined the army. It was during a training exercise. One of the soldiers had a loaded gun when there was supposed to only be blanks. It was an accident, but if the Arabs would just leave us alone and wouldn't need to join the army, our people have suffered so much. We have fought so hard. God gave us this land. It's our land, not theirs. They don't see what they do to us, how much pain they cause us. This is my story. I am
fearful. My name is Ron Geib, and my wife and I work with Eastern Mennonite Missions in the Aida refugee camp in Beit Zahor, Palestine. One of the families we work with shared with us how the Israeli Defense Force entered their home, restrained their entire family, and dragged their 18-year-old son outside. They heard him being beaten, then taken. And when they had freed themselves, all they found was a pool of blood on the street. He was kept for 8 days without charges, and when he was released, he needed to be hospitalized immediately. I work with these families every day. How can I continue to live here, watching these things happen? I am
lost. I am 16 years old and have no identification. My father is a Jerusalemite and has the blue Israeli ID, and my mother, who is from Beit Zahor, has the green Palestinian ID. A child is given the same identification as their father, so both my brothers, who were born in Jerusalem, have an Israeli ID like my father. When I was born, my mother was not allowed to get through to Jerusalem, and since I was born here in Palestine, the Israeli government will not give me the same ID as my father, and I cannot take the same identification as my mother. For 16 years, we've been trying to get an ID for me, but it just doesn't happen. Since I am now 16, I cannot leave Palestine without an ID. If I leave Palestine, I won't ever be able to come back. I am
ethical. I am an IDF colonel. I'm currently in charge of 20,000 Israeli soldiers. Our cause is just, so we do what needs to be done. We have rules, codes that our soldiers must follow. If a missile target enters a building with innocent civilians, we guide the missile away to a deserted area, harming no one. It is important to consider collateral damage. We are not without fault, though. Accidents happen, communications are misinterpreted, and civilians die. These things hurt me. They affect my mind. I personally carry these innocent casualties on my shoulders for the rest of my life. If only this world were perfectly just. But we try as hard as possible to live by the codes. And I think we do a good job. I am
Fearful.
Shalom. My name is Ron Dowd, and my wife and I work for Eastern Mennonite Mission in the aid of refugees.
Our cause is just
2 years ago.
So we do what we need to do.
We have rules.
My brother was driving.
Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum bum bum. What's wrong with the Middle East? Palestinians living like refugees. Got the Israelis plucking up our olive trees based off of a myth called security. Over here, yeah, they think we're all terrorists. Sure, we throw stones, but we often miss at the apartheid wall that divides us all. My mom and my dad and my sister-in-law. How do you think we cope with this occupation when baby daddy ain't got no occupation? No rights, feeling a lot like constipation. And we got no love from Obama's nation.
Nope.
What's left but a demonstration, yo? But even that is filled with complications, so we'll leave it up to the next generation. Stop the land confiscation, bring peace to this nation. Where's the peace, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? Which is turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. People got me questioning. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? I stated, we've always been hated. Miracle that we made it. Had our state created. God said, this is where you belong. But everybody keeps telling us we're wrong. And Gaza's dropping bombs, coming out of the ashes of the Nazi regime. Came the determined youth who built the kibbutzim. And we defend ourselves. Is there something really wrong when we defend ourselves? From the missiles and the bombs, Israelis getting all the blame. People trying to feed us shame. Saying we should go back to the hellish life of which we came. Not seeing our history. Deny that mystery. Holocaust is gone, but the pain still lingers on. We just want a homeland, a home for the Jews. We just want a solution, a peace they won't refuse. So where's the harm, y'all?
I don't even know.
Where's the crime, y'all?
I don't even know.
Where's the peace, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? Would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. People got me
questioning.
Where is the peace?
Where's the peace?
Where is the peace?
Where is the peace? The peace,
the peace. Where is the peace? Where is the peace?
Where is the peace? The peace. The harassment at the checkpoint from the soldiers say they're obeying orders to keep us in our borders.
The World Court only cares about the occupation while so-called leaders push terror education.
We're always the bad guys of the right-wing media. How would you feel if Zionists were always media?
We want to build our homes here in Judea and Samaria. Why can't they get along here in the same area? Whatever happened to the values of humanity?
Whatever happened to the fairness and equality?
Instead of spreading love, they're spreading animosity.
Lack of understanding leading lives away from unity?
That's the reason why we have to duck and cover.
You're the reason why my child was shot down. That's the reason why sometimes we're feeling under. Gotta keep our faith alive till love is found. Ask yourself.
Where is the hope? Where is the hope? Where is the hope? Where is the hope? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. People got me questioning. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? The love, the love.
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
And now, highlight number 9 from Palestine, the souk.
All right, Becca, let's go shopping.
Okay.
The majority of our time was spent in Israel. We traveled from the northernmost border to the southern desert, learning about the Bible, the people, and the land. Throughout the 1.5 month stay, we accomplished the following things.
We hiked 40 miles and 4 days on the Jesus Trail from Nazareth to Capernaum.
We spent 12-hour days exploring many important biblical sites all over Israel.
We stayed on a kibbutz, which is an intentional farming community.
We covered the 3 Abrahamic religions by studying Judaism in the Muslim quarter of Jerusalem while staying in a Christian convent.
We were able to have meaningful conversations with pre- and current Israeli soldiers.
We swam in the Red Sea, Mediterranean Sea, and the Dead Sea, otherwise known as the Dead, the Red, and the Med.
Through these experiences, we learned about the culture, religious, geographic, and beautiful land that is Israel.
All right, the next 3 highlights all come from Israel, starting with number 8, the Jesus Trail.
Whoa, look at all those trees and stuff. Really cool. Oh, there's stone wall. We should probably get climb on top of
this. This is cool. This is neat. Well, I'm just going to relax.
Highlight number 7, Shabbat. Highlight number 6, the Easter sunrise service in Nazareth.
Come on guys, it's 5 a.m. You guys got this. We're going to do a really nice hike. We're going to go upstairs. Great view. Come on. Come on guys.
This is going to take 10 minutes.
This is a very bad idea. It's been like 4 at least a half an hour.
Turkey was a short 7 days, only 3 of those spent with our Kurdish host family, but it made a big impression on me. I was a stranger to them, but made to feel like family. We were greeted with warm smiles and fell asleep each night after visiting historic sites during the day with smiles on our faces. We sat cross-legged in one of 3 rooms in the house, where they rolled out a plastic tablecloth and filled it with food they had made from their own resources. After dinner, we cleared the table and laid out mats and blankets made from their own sheep's wool. Their utilities were the most basic of our trip, the village small, the color green abundant, and the stars many. I watched them cook, do chores in the morning, working very hard, but in a joyful way. Their simple lives are full, allowing them to be generous, grateful, and joyful. I learned 'tis a gift to be simple.
I was blown away at just how connected our faith story and history is to Turkey. Take Abraham, for example, the one with whom our faith story begins. He grew up in what is now modern-day Turkey. We spent some time exploring where he lived in Haran and contemplated his life in the cradle of civilization, where water, fertile land, and comfort were possible. However, we all know this is not where this story ends. Rather, Abraham's story ends, he decided to follow God's call to a land that he had never heard of, leaving behind comfort and moving towards faithfulness. Now let's fast forward a few thousand years to Antioch, along Turkey's southwestern coast during the first century. It is here where we studied about the early Christian movement. Paul, Barnabas, and John Mark continue in the footsteps of Abraham. They left behind them a life of certainty in the name of Jesus' gospel for a life of uncertainty. They risked security for the sake of expanding the church, and it is in both Abraham and Paul's example of faithfulness where I am glad to say Turkey is not just the place where our faith story began, but also expanded to the Mediterranean and beyond.
We continued to follow Paul as we took a ship to Athens. We gave to the Parthenon, gazed uneasily at thousands of statues of the gods, and strolled through the ancient marketplace where Greek intellectuals exchanged and argued ideas. Paul talked with these intellectuals, and his speech is recorded in Acts 17. Paul was brilliant at connecting the gospel with ideas and values in other cultures. And in this way, he could offer an attractive alternative. In Corinth, where Aphrodite, goddess of love and pleasure, is worshipped, Paul explains a more fulfilling, empowering kind of love. We took another ship to Rome. In Rome, Paul met Caesar, Lord of heaven and earth, and confirmed that he could not measure up to Christ, Lord of heaven and earth, who gives life.
The next four highlights come from our time in the Mediterranean and Turkey, starting with number 5, the airport disaster. Highlight number 4, a leather fashion show.
Okay, thank you all for coming. Welcome to our leather fashion show this evening. If you would all line up. All right, so we're gonna have our models come out shortly. If you see anything you're interested in, anything at all, our prices range from $5,000 to $10,000. If you just make a little mark on your thing, we'll be sure to get back to you on that. Okay.
Highlight number 3, the Olympic Games in Athens.
Okay guys, we got this.
All right, welcome to our annual Olympic Games at the Olympic Stadium in Athens. So I'm gonna ask you a question. When you know the answer, run to jam. First question, and ready. Who ran the original marathon from Marathon to Athens?
Fidipides.
Yes, Fidipides, good job.
Good job. The points are -5.
And highlight number 2, the ferry rides to both Greece and Italy.
Throughout the semester, Linford and Janet encouraged us to think about the ways that we felt ourselves changing. Linford identified 3 categories for us to focus on: God, the world, and ourselves. On our last day in Antioch, we held a small Sunday morning service, and many of us shared how we felt we had changed up to that point on the trip in a small sentence. Several of us would like to share what we shared that morning with you now.
My view of God was changed as I experienced the loving actions of our host family in Turkey. Although we couldn't communicate through words, their actions spoke more than words ever could.
Our experiences on this trip have allowed me to meet Jesus of Nazareth in a way that I never had before. Because I entered his world, he has entered mine.
Context is everything, and more people need to remember this.
It has been both rewarding and heartbreaking getting to know such wonderful people on both sides of the conflict who hate or are afraid of the other because they've never even met the other. This has taught me that it's easy to hate and fear what you do not know. Since Christ calls us to put aside our fear and hatred when facing the unknown, I've been moved to reevaluate the unknown in my own life and be slow to judge and quick to try and understand.
As we discovered the depth and the layers within the biblical context, my view of God, Jesus, and Scripture became much less idealized and much more concrete and realistic.
And now, highlight number one, the two people who made this all possible, Linford and Janet.
As a group, we've got three gifts for you. The first gift is a copy of Blood Brothers and the Bachen Diaries we would like to donate to the EMU Library. Our second gift is a message in a bottle. So we each wrote something for you.
Oh, that's so special. And a photo of them.
And our third and final gift is we made a donation to Tent of Nations in your name. And Tent of Nations is a program that practices reconciliation between the Palestinians and the Israelis. So you've meant so much to us, and thank you very
much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We would like to say shukran, toda.
So, grazie, thank you.
To EMU, our leaders, our parents, our family and friends for giving us this opportunity and cross-cultural experience.
And now we're going to end with a song that we revised as we realized on this journey that the journey is home.
Come walk with us, the journey is home. Come walk with us, the journey is home. Come walk with us, the journey is home. Come on, baby.